This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
It is me, Rich Zeoli, back with you in the afternoons where I belong. And thank you for being here today. One thing the show is going to do is have some amazing guests on as well. And I'm very, very happy to welcome back to the show Dr. Marty Makary. Dr. Marty Makary is a professor at Johns Hopkins University and author of the book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Dr. Makary, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again.
Absolutely. So a couple things I want to chat with you about. First, I want to ask you about is Gavin Newsom in California just signed a law that will punish doctors for spreading, I guess, what he deems to be misinformation. I find this to be ridiculous, unnecessary, since doctors have already different ways you guys can police yourselves. But also just, I mean, a way to stifle innovation, for my opinion.
Well, that's right. And it gives a small group of people a tremendous amount of power to take away medical licenses if they're doing something where they have a different opinion. And the reality is that 60% of medical care is discretionary. That is, it relies on the judgment of a physician. There are many things where there's no studies and we just don't know. And it's healthy for doctors to have different ideas and to discuss those ideas. So in California, you basically can't do that anymore if it goes against the public health authority. And I can tell you that they're out to stomp out so-called misinformation, but what used to be misinformation is now fact proven by science. So if they want to go after propagators of misinformation, they can, you know, they're probably going to find themselves going after people who have been in authority in our public health agencies over the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, because it's what they decide what the correct information is. And if you deviate from that, then they want to punish you. And that strikes me as being incredibly political because, as you just said, Dr. Makary, so many things that at one point we thought were wrong turn out to be right. Things that were right turn out to be wrong. And this happens all the time in science.
Well, let's just look at the mistakes of our FDA commissioner, CDC director, Dr. Fauci, the NIH, all of our public health leaders. For the last 2.5 years, they failed to warn us of the pandemic. Once the pandemic hit, they told us to wash our hands like crazy. They originally said, don't wear masks. Then they told people to wear the wrong kind of mask. They told people to wear cloth masks. Then they insisted on closing schools. Then when the vaccine came out, they gave it to the wrong people. They gave it to low-risk people because they were so-called healthcare workers, even though they had natural immunity already. Leaving people who had no immunity die from not being able to get a vaccine. Then they had the dose wrong. They got the dosing schedule wrong. Europe had banned Moderna in people under 30 because the dose was too high. They ignored myocarditis. They should have spaced out the doses to 3 months. They insisted that schools stay closed. They gave teachers priority to get the vaccine. And then once they got them, they did not reopen the schools. And then they forced kids to wear cloth masks for basically 2 years with lifelong learning loss that came out of it. So tell me who has been the propagator of misinformation when many of us were warning of the pandemic, trying to have an equitable allocation of the vaccine, the appropriate dosing schedule, and recognizing natural immunity and insisting the schools stay open.
I'll give you another example, and I know you're familiar with this. New study reveals trace amounts of COVID-19 vaccine mRNA found in breast milk. And this is very problematic because they told us that newborn babies should not get the vaccine. No way should they. And they said, but it's perfectly fine for vaccinated mothers to breastfeed their babies.
So what you're seeing is a public health leadership that just makes up stuff when they don't know the answer. And the right answer was, we don't know. And lactating moms and pregnant moms had questions about the mRNA vaccine. The right answer was, we think it's probably safe, but we don't have any hard evidence. Now it turns out that we're learning that the mRNA particles show up in breast milk among moms that have the mRNA vaccine. Normally, there's a biodistribution analysis that's done before any drug is FDA approved, before any vaccine is FDA approved. You see whether or not the vaccine shows up in secretions and breast milk and other things. That was bypassed at the FDA because of vaccine fanaticism to get everybody vaccinated. Now, I think vaccines save lives, and they have when the Wuhan strain was circulating. But the idea that you have to give every five-year-old three doses of the mRNA vaccine when we don't understand myocarditis and we don't understand where the mRNA is showing up, the breast study that came out in JAMA tells us that the vaccine does not stay where it is injected, which is intramuscular. It does spread systemically.
That's kind of dangerous. I mean, I certainly would not want my kids to be subjected to that. If there's even a risk of myocarditis, I think that's incredibly problematic. But this goes to the point you just said. They make it up all the time. And I know that your colleague, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who you guys are both always out there speaking the truth on things, she, you know, her big comment is that the problem is that we have an FDA in this country and a CDC, for that matter, that are way too in bed with Big Pharma. And there really is no way to regulate them because of how many people wind up jumping ship from those agencies to go work for Big Pharma. And how often the CDC and the FDA just stepped aside and said, oh, no, whatever Pfizer says, whatever they say, we'll go with.
Well, the FDA and CDC have basically become subsidiaries of Big Pharma. Big Pharma has a hammer lock on the recommendations. I mean, I walked into CVS the other day, into the pharmacy, and I hear an announcement, make sure you get your COVID-19 booster shot, brought to you by Pfizer. So I've got Pfizer on the overhead speaker in the pharmacy where I'm picking up my meds, telling me to make sure I get a booster shot, for which there's never been any evidence that I need a booster shot. You know, the biggest groupthink thing that really breaks my heart is the way that hospitals wouldn't allow people to visit their dying loved ones. You know, that was a human rights violation, and it just shows how the groupthink was in full effect. No one dared to challenge that. And that's where we need a free expression of ideas, and that's where we're going to see free ideas really squashed with this new law in California.
Dr. Marty Makary is with me. It's great to have him back on the show today. Professor at Johns Hopkins University and author of the book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Yeah, but DeSantis thinks that whatever they decide to be the science is the science. And anyone who steps out of line is then causing, you know, going to kill people and make people die. And we heard this so often from people like him of his mindset, of his ilk. And it really is problematic, not only for freedom of speech, which I think doctors should have, but also for innovation. I mentioned this earlier, too. The idea that you're going to take chances as a scientist, you're going to advocate for even experimental treatments. I mean, what happens if you as a doctor push for an experimental treatment for something which could be life-saving, but now you're afraid that maybe Gavin Newsom or others like him will punish you for that? I mean, I think you're risking people's lives with that. I think there's a real consequence here to medicine and being able to save lives with maybe experimental and novel treatments simply because he may not like it or because it's political for him not to like it, because these are just politicians.
Well, the irony is many of these state medical boards have done nothing when people have reported doctors who have basically killed people. When you have a pattern of a doctor hurting people and they've been reported to state medical boards, many of the state medical boards have done nothing. Look at the story of Dr. Death in Texas. Everybody knew that this guy was killing people, and yet the state board wouldn't pursue it. But a primary care doctor, thinks maybe you don't need the COVID vaccine because you've got natural immunity, which is true. Then they are, you know, they go after them. And so this is the great irony right now, selective outrage around, you know, people who descend from the party line. There's no ministry of truth in this country. Science has always been an open forum.
Dr. Marty Makary, it's always good to hear from you. Thanks for coming back on the show today. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And I will always have you back anytime we possibly can. Whenever you're always on the cutting edge of this stuff, I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. So one of the things I wanted to mention to you as well as the show progresses today, and there's a lot to discuss, we are going to talk about the impact of crime, and we're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. And we got a great guest coming up on that. But Joe Biden just wrapped up speaking a short time ago, and we already have some fresh Biden gaffes. I just sent producer Matt DeSantis a fresh Biden gaffe for all of us to enjoy this afternoon, too. We have some other Biden gaffes for you as the show goes on this afternoon as well. But of course, Biden is a gift that keeps on giving when it comes to gaffes. But, you know, this Newsom guy in California is a big, big problem because this guy wants to run for president. So imagine a national law like the one in California to punish doctors for giving out, quote unquote, misinformation. And how much misinformation during COVID? How many times were we told by certain people that this was right, this was wrong, and it turned out to be the exact opposite? Imagine that on the national level. That's the danger of a guy like Gavin Newsom right there. Danger of a guy like Gavin Newsom is he turns around and he decides that whatever the people on The View think is the science becomes the science. And he starts punishing people. So he's very, very dangerous. Whereas I have always been of the idea of you're an adult, you get to choose, you make choices. One of the great things the Trump administration did, for example, was they passed a law called the Right to Try Law, which allows you to be able to try these experimental treatments and overseas drugs that maybe you can't get here in the United States or they're not FDA approved. Why not? If I was dying, God knows I'd want to try something. Why shouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? People during COVID who wanted to try experimental treatments were blasted by the media. You remember that? Blasted. How many times were they told hydroxychloroquine? You can't do that. You can't do this. Can't do this. This is bad for you. This will kill you. The only thing you can do is the vaccine. That's it. Then you find out the vaccine doesn't stop the spread of COVID-19. And they turned around and said, well, it doesn't matter. Get vaccinated anyway. And you'll lose your job if you don't do it. You'll lose your ability to be in the military. You'll lose your ability to defend this country if you don't do it the way we want to do it. You know why they say this? Because in their mind, they decide the science. They're the people with the I believe in science signs. It's really what it should say is, I believe we decide the science. Nobody else. Nobody else gets to decide but us. And if you go outside the lines, you pay the price. Gavin Newsom is a dangerous guy. He's a huge progressive, a socialist, a Marxist. And he will run for president if Joe the Gaff Biden does not. And I don't think Joey's running again. How could he? Maybe Kamala Harris will run again. Apparently she already is president. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, that was Biden speaking at an event today. Do we have that clip? This is Joe Biden at an event. Once again, I guess letting America know who really is the president of the United States of America. It's not the first time he's made this slip. We don't have that one yet, but we'll get this for you in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't worry. First day, getting our sea legs. It's all good. We'll get it. We're rallying. We're working out the kinks, right? And we have lots of kinks to work out, of course, but that's all right. Most important thing about it is that I have my high energy afternoon persona back. So we'll figure out all the kinks. Don't sweat it. DeSantis is waving his hands at me before, and I would try to go to that clip. So I won't go to that clip. Fair enough. You see, I'll roll with the punches. But one thing I can tell you, though, without question, is that if Gavin Newsom runs for president and Ron DeSantis runs for president, you're going to see side by side how these two states handle COVID. And one thing is very, very clear. California and Florida handled COVID in two very different ways, but had very similar outcomes when it comes to COVID deaths. Not when it comes to the economy. California destroyed their economy. Florida's economy was booming. California destroyed the mental health of their kids by shutting down schools. Florida kids were back in school. They were fine. So I say, put it out there. Bring these two records out there side by side. Let me see California versus Florida. Let me see how their policies impacted people's lives. And then let's see if it, in fact, did anything to save lives through COVID-19. Gavin Newsom believed in these extreme lockdowns like Justin Trudeau and these other tyrants like King Philip the Unaccountable in New Jersey, Phil Murphy. They believe in these things. They love these things. DeSantis said, you have freedom. We're going to give you freedom. And as a result, people left California to flock to go to Florida. People left California to go to Texas. The film industry left California. And businesses were shuttered and destroyed. But at the end of the day, the same amount of people died. Nothing changed, proving lockdowns don't work and all his guidance doesn't work. And this is the same guy who wants to tell doctors what is and isn't the truth, who wants to punish doctors if they come up with ideas that go outside of what Gavin Newsom thinks is acceptable. We have another virus that comes along, and doctors recommend maybe some experimental treatments, and Gavin Newsom would what, put him in jail? Because they go outside of what Big Pharma wants? And that's the truth, and you know it, and I know it too. Big Pharma owns these guys, pays for these guys, tells them what to do and what to say. And these experimental treatments very often are a threat to Big Pharma. And that's why Big Pharma is the first to endorse a bill like this, because they know that if they can punish a doctor who questions their precious vaccines or questions their precious treatments and offers something that's maybe an alternative treatment or something that's a treatment that has not been FDA authorized yet, it's a threat to them and their bottom line. So Big Pharma's all in on this bill in California, this new law. They're all in on it. They would love to see doctors punished for going outside the party line. You know it, and I know it too. 855-839-1210. Listen, Garden State Earthworks, they're going to help you like they helped me years ago. We had a wet basement problem, and it was bad. And winter is coming, and water will freeze and thaw on your property and cause major, major problems for you and your foundation. That's when the worst damage happens in the winter, when that water freezes and thaws and freezes and thaws. But Garden State Earthworks will solve your water problems, whatever those problems are. Reach out to them today and call my buddy Lou at 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444 or visit GardenStateEarthworks.com. He is fair, he's budget-friendly, and he offers free estimates. They're the absolute best at what they do, and they serve the entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. So, if you have water problems saturating your property, fix it once and for all with my buddy Lou and GardenStateEarthworks.com. Remember, these problems never take care of themselves. They only get worse. Garden State Earthworks, they're filling up fast because winter's coming. So reach out to them today, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.